Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, WTBQ.com, and as always, the replay on the Davin's Den Facebook page. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and as always, I am joined by playwright Joe Foot Curry.
Hello, how is everybody doing this lovely day?
Did you hear them answer back through your headphones?
I'm sure they're all sitting there going, "We're doing very well, thank you, Mr. Curry."
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for asking. We love you.
Yes.
Well, we got a big show tonight, as we always. I've never gone in here and go, you know what, we have a really small show, and I don't know how this is going to work, so let's hope for the best people. I've thought it a couple times, but I've never said it. But we have a big show tonight.
Yes, we do.
We are going to be talking about a website that was designed specifically for Orthodox Jews, where Orthodox Jews can go and buy sex toys.
Never, only at retail.
I wish I was making that up. Trust me, we have some good stuff to say on that. And a little bit later, we're going to be talking about how Americans now really choose their religion a la carte. It's not really strict Catholicism or Judaism. People take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, make it their own.
It's essentially pick and choose as you go, find what you like, and then roll with it.
Sure, you know it's ripe if it smells good.
That's true.
But first, a little bit of news here from your pals at the Den. Over the weekend, Joe and I had a little business meeting with Anthony from the Opie and Anthony Show. As faithful listeners of this show know, Anthony has appeared on our show and just knocked it out of the park and had a great time. Also, as many of you know, he's a close personal friend of our own Joe Curry.
Yes.
Anthony's still creating great radio with Opie and Jim Norton on XM at the Virus. So, no, he didn't ask us to join that party. What many of you might not know is he started...
No, by no means, no.
He's not that crazy.
He's not that stupid.
He's kind of stupid.
But not that stupid.
What may...
So there's not enough Guinness on tap for him to ask.
Give
for
it time.
That.
Give it time. Contracts ends and he sees talent. But what many of you might not know is, though, he has started his own very popular podcast. It's called Live at the Compound, and it's on livestream.com/AnthonyRadio. Anthony hosts his own podcast. It's got, like, all the latest equipment, complete with, like, green screens, like, cameras that nobody else can afford.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. It's pretty, he's got, like, the most technical stuff, and I hate to say it, but Anthony's, like, a little bit of a techno geek, and he knows how to use all this stuff.
You hate to say he's a lot of a techno geek.
He really is. You know,
always was like that. Always was like
that. You know,
that.
For a heating and air conditioning guy, he's pretty much a genius when it comes to stuff.
He's like a mad scientist with a radio show. That's essentially what he is.
So anyway, here's the news. We, Joe and I, have agreed to create content for Anthony's podcast station. The plan is to simulcast at least the first hour of our show and then do another hour right after that on his station. Of course, if the powers that be here, Frank, would love to have both of our shows on WTBQ and Anthony Radio, we can make that happen too, as we would love nothing more than to do, you know, two shows here. You know, record sometimes here in Warwick, sometimes at the compound. Mix it up. We'd always like that. Of course, when we record here in Warwick, we won't have the two cameras. I think we'll be at, like, a Skype thing.
Yeah.
But it's different.
There'll be somebody sketching us.
Yeah. It's a little different. But the cool thing is, this is going to be video. This is going to be podcast. And Anthony has... he's got a two-camera shoot going, and we can do all sorts of things with special effects. We can put sponsors behind us on the green screen. We can have it on our screen. All sorts of cool stuff. And then here's what's really cool for us also. We're going to be exposed to thousands of new listeners of this type of radio. This type of radio that you guys like. Comedy radio that's not about only sports or politics. Just a couple of guys or gals having a good time and talking. Those are Anthony's hardcore fans, and he's got a lot of them that go to that podcast. So, and we have a really cool way to roll out the show. Initially, we are going to be releasing our older shows on Anthony Radio, and then of course the first show we will roll out will be the show that he did with us. And then at a time in the not too distant future, Anthony is going to make his return to WTBQ to have a little chit chat with us on the air. And then we will be making another sojourn to the compound and be exposed to the faithful. And I say exposed because they're probably going to eat us alive at first.
A soldier? Like, what are we, knights riding on horseback?
I went to the Renaissance Fair. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Don't jump ahead.
I thought you were going to tell me to shut up. No, we went to the Renaissance Fair. Belize.
There you go, Joe. Now you're getting in the spirit of things. So anyway, this is a great opportunity for the station as well. As now, I know tons of people all over the country are familiar with WTBQ. But...
as they drive down the thruway.
Exactly,
for
sure.
8 minutes, yeah, on the way to wherever they're going.
What this is actually going to do is this is really going to expand the the amount of people that will know of this station and the content. So really, it's up to all of our fine hosts here to raise their game, because potentially they're going to be having thousands of new listeners. Good thing it's not a podcast now, with Joe's expressions.
Yeah.
What, Joe?
Nothing.
Listen, there's a couple shows that'll really benefit. There's a show on Friday from 12 to 2 into the weekend with Walt and Lisanne. That's a comedy show. That could benefit. There's our Johnny's Bench, which is the sports show before that. Johnny does it before us at 6 here. You know, he might get some listeners out of it. He does a good job with that. You know, we also got The Buzz. Look at me plugging all these other shows. The Buzz, which is kind of like, he does a show about bees and gardening, but it's kind of like he's the Bob Ross painter. Because you know how you'd watch the guy painting the little bush and go, I have no interest in painting. Yet, it's amazingly captivating. That's kind of what, like, James of The Buzz is. I have no interest in gardening or preserves or bees, yet he's a really good listen, so I listen to him on Tuesdays at 1.
I'm following the Yellow Jacket on Twitter.
I learned about bee hordes and everything, and swarms and everything. I mean, you wouldn't think so, but it's like, God, this guy's good. I don't know why I care about these apricot preserves, but I do.
But yet I'm fascinated.
Listen, the first time, when I walked in here and the station told me that they have a show about bees, I'm like, really? We have a show. What's it? Wasps don't get any recognition at this station. But then I listened to the show, and I've watched the guy work, I'm like, he's pretty good. So he might actually pick up some stuff. I'm sure Frank's morning show will pick up some listeners too. So it's really quite, it's got a good opportunity for the station. It's really up to the station whether they can capitalize. Of course, they probably will have a few more animals calling in on the radio. So they better get the dumb button ready. Of course, Psychic Cindy will know that those are coming and she won't let those fault calls through. All right. Well, we don't have a date for the rollout yet. It is coming very soon. We just have a couple technical issues that we are working on, but this is going to happen. And really, the best way to find out about all the information about this show is really go to the Davin's Den Facebook page, because that's where Joe and I post the news before we tell anybody else.
That's where all the action is happening. That's where you'll be informed to what's going on.
Right, and while you're there, just click like.
Please, please, we don't mean to beg and grovel, but please.
All right, so that is the news for the show. Joe, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Band is getting ready for a big gig, opening up for Ace Frehley, which has now been moved to the Bolton Center since the club we were playing.
The Michael Bolton Center?
Yeah, right. It's mediocre music all the way around.
I didn't want to say anything. Yeah. Wow, why is Ace so soft now?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we were playing at the Crazy Donkey, which after last night is called the Closed Donkey.
The fear of having McClinton's full circle there just closed them down? Is that what it was?
Yeah, but if you're not doing anything this Saturday, we are playing at
doing plugs now, dummy.
I'm plugging it anyway. McKeague's Tavern in West Milford, we're playing at 9 o'clock.
Well, that's local. We can plug that again at the end.
I know. Two plugs are better than one.
You stink. We've accomplished nothing so far.
Your big manifesto that you read.
The people want to know these things. Yeah, the support we've gotten on Facebook and on my personal Facebook.
I'm sure they're clamoring to the radio like a Roosevelt fireside chat.
People actually like this show. People are very pleased for us. I put it on our Facebook page. I mentioned on a comedian's message board. People are really excited for us. We're very excited about this.
Yes.
And Anthony seemed very excited, but that could have been
the booze. That was the Guinness.
Yeah, that could have been the booze. But he seemed genuinely excited about
it. Yes.
So, but what else you do this weekend? Anything good, Jeff, this week?
I did a gig. I worked, you know, did a stand-up. Boy, I'm so excited about it. Yeah, I went on stage. I told jokes. Made people laugh. Oh, by the way, today's a very special day. I need to put something personal in. Today is my lovely wife Joanne's birthday.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
So everybody say hello to my lovely wife Joanne.
Hello, lovely wife Joanne.
Hello,
we love
lovely
you.
Wife Joanne. Yes, we
do. You're a wonderful lady. You got a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Joe is going to take you someplace very special this weekend for a lovely dinner.
That's right, McDonald's.
Nice. You going to let her supersize?
Yes, supersize.
Don't spend all that radio money in one place.
She's get to keep the toy from the Happy Meal.
You're getting her the Happy Meal?
The Happy Meal, sure.
She must have some happiness in her life because you
ate it. Providing it. No.
Anything else?
No.
I got a little bit more news related to you this weekend.
Really?
Pretty exciting. Got some more spam from you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. If any of my friends out there and you get email spam, I'm sorry I'm sending you. I don't feel that you should be on Viagra. And also, there's a Muslim website apparently I'm recommending, so I get a funny feeling the FBI is going to be after me because they're going to think I'm going to try to take an airliner over in an aroused state. So
aroused state.
I ran out of breath on that. I was trying to get aroused. Yeah.
Back off. He's got the boner. La, la, la.
la 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 la. Yeah, let's try to make that joke funny. It didn't work the first time.
Well, I was actually going to say I appreciate your concern for my sexual needs, but apparently now it was not sent from you. So forget it, sir. I'd be like, wow, Joe's sending me for links and drugs and sex.
What a guy.
He's worried about the size of my member. Joe's a pal.
I've got my thumb on the pulse.
But now you keep it on the pulse. Don't put your thumb anyplace else, mister. We're close, but it ain't that type of show.
Yes, sir.
All right, on to other news. But, you know, that was the highlight of the weekend. More spam from Joe. Mm. Softball team, another win.
Yeah, baby.
Going to the final.
Going to the final.
Third time in 4 years trying to secure our second title. We won 12-3 against a team that has a very annoying mother on the bench.
How? What are you, playing a little league team?
No, I mean, no. The captains of the other team are in their 20s. Whatever. The boys are actually nice kids. But the mother is so annoying. Just imagine a Jewish yenta rooting against you. Eh, you struck out there, didn't you?
How could you imagine you can't strike out? What's the matter?
You know what shut that yenta up?
What?
A 5-run first inning. That's what shut that yenta up. Our boys are playing so well right now. So, we are now 2 wins away from having my captain, Ronnie, in studio, and our general manager, because he's put this team together. We started as like a one-win, awful team years ago, and now he's just built together a powerhouse.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
There's a dynasty Jewish somewhere Jewish in
club,
Jersey.
Jewish men's club softball, very riveting.
That's what Jewish men's club.
Yeah, well, we argue and complain for 5 innings, and we play ball for 2.
It's too hot, the ball, no, here's uncomfortable.
Here's the thing. You would think traditionally Jewish men are not so good at sports.
Yeah.
That's the stereotype. Yeah, we actually have a really good team.
Really?
I mean, so we got some guys that can really hit the ball. They tend not to all the time, but they can. And we have a really good fielding team, and our pitcher is tremendous. Yeah, we got a good team.
But why don't you make it interesting and really make it like try to play some Palestinians or something like that?
Because who's going to catch that throw when they throw it? It could be a rocket.
Yeah,
they're going to throw a grenade.
That's true.
Nobody catching that. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear incoming from the outfield.
That's true.
So that's why we don't play the Palestinians.
Gotcha.
First we dominate the Jewish men's club league, then we move to the Christians, then the Muslims. The final frontier.
The final frontier.
So I want to say this weekend, go Tribe. 2 games this weekend. We're going to take it home. We're going to win the title again. And then you see a bunch of Jewish men celebrating in like an uncoordinated fashion, drinking Manischewitz on the pitcher's mound. It should be quite the party.
You can see you pour a Spanish. Dry clean only. Dry clean only. What are you doing?
Who's going to get this stain out? It's in my eye.
You should use water when you pour.
We got the Manischewitz with a coupon. It should be okay.
Now, what happens if there's like, if the ump makes a bad call, what do? Send a lawyer out there to talk to him?
Fortunately, the captain of our team, Ronnie, is a lawyer.
Go figure. A Jewish football team.
You got to see the ground rules. Because in the beginning of the game, they call out the umpire. The two umpires call out the two captains, Ronnie and the other captain, to go over the ground rules. And when Ronnie does the ground rules,
he negotiates them.
I go to the other guys. I go, it's like the over-under is 15 minutes on how long this is going to take. The negotiating and the bartering that goes on, it's just insane. But I love his passion. Because when there's a call that goes against it, he runs out onto the field like a maniac. He has his hat on backwards.
A subpoena.
And it's weird because we usually lose the arguments. But I love the passion, and then when he gets to the sideline where his wife is, then she screams at him like he was just screaming at the umpires for setting a bad example for the kids.
I'm going to the next game. I gotta see this.
Our team is a show within a show.
It sounds like it. I gotta
see
this.
Our general manager got me in trouble with the league years ago for me saying that this sucks. I said the word sucks, and he got very upset. I love our general manager's Webner, but that's how dysfunctional our team is. We are really weird.
Sound it.
Yeah, but we're fun. We're good.
Those sound like a great bunch of guys.
No, we are a good bunch. We're actually one of the nicer teams in the league.
Really?
Yeah, we're very nice.
Okay.
Especially when we're beating your brains in.
Okay.
So, Mossad, come get some. We're coming at you. Last week we had some people from the team listening.
Really?
Yeah, we'll see if they listen this week.
Good, 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 good.
It's good to get the kosher contingent online. Also, as I had mentioned to you earlier, I went to the Renaissance Fair, which sponsors the station.
Right.
Have you ever been to the Renaissance Fair, Joe?
No, I pass it on the way up, though, and I know people that go there.
If you haven't been to the Renaissance Fair, I would call it a Dungeons & Dragons wet dream.
Really?
Because it's funny. I came in my Jets jersey.
Because that was part of medieval times.
Sure. They had helmets. Thou shalt joust with thy pigskin. Yeah. But no, they come all dressed up. Like, people come all dressed up. So you don't know when you're looking to find a question, you don't know, ask a question, you don't know if you're talking to somebody who actually works there or just a nut. You don't know. Now, here's what I noticed about medieval dress. When you think of, like, the Renaissance, you really don't think of great attire and everything. Maybe you think of some artistry and stuff like that, or Chaucer or whatever.
Right.
All the women, they have, like, these bustiers. So their boobs are popping out of the top.
Really?
It looks very uncomfortable. I say very distracting.
I say very interesting. How long is the fair run until?
It runs until next Sunday.
I think I'll make the time.
No, like, they're popping. I go to my wife. I go, isn't that uncomfortable? She's like, no, you'd be surprised. I'm like, well, it's a little uncomfortable in my pants.
Really?
But, yeah, I mean.
What, you were dressed up?
No, I told you.
Jets.
I wore my bustier, dummy.
All right, well, that's what it sounded like.
Ah, the captain has arrived.
All right.
No, but, I mean, it's a good time. You got to bring some money. This stuff is not, they're not charging Renaissance prices.
Really?
No, they're still taking good old.
No shillings?
No. No, they're still taking good old fashioned American cash. And a turkey leg is going to cost you like $8.50.
$8.50 for a turkey leg?
They charge Yankee Stadium prices.
Really?
Well, you can use it as a leg and to club somebody afterwards.
Ugh.
I mean, so it's kind of expensive. We enjoyed, one of the best shows was, I'm going to screw this up, the washing wenches. Of the, I don't know.
The washing wenches of...
Something. It's by the tavern. There's two girls. They're very entertaining.
Really?
It's actually pretty funny.
And what do they do?
They just do... It's kind of like a comedy show, but they get the crowd involved and everything.
Nice.
Just really good. They're very good at what they did. Actually, they had them on this station on Into the Weekend a couple of weeks ago with Walt and Lisa. And they were very good. The Joust, not so much. A bunch of wimps.
Really?
Yeah, the Joust is not so
much. Were they on horses and stuff?
They were on horses.
Really?
It's hard to... No, they had little poles. And they slapped their own butt. And they go, giddy up.
It's a Monty Python Joust.
No, I mean, there were some cool things. My daughter got to meet the Queen Fairy. Now, I had a question, because you got to get fit.
This sounds like a parade in the East Village.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, what do you do? I mean, because they need fairies to fill out certain rules. What do you go? Go on Craigslist looking for fairies?
You can.
Can you imagine what that lineup looks like? All right, all fairies with junk, we're going to need you to step to the right.
Yes.
But it was kind of cool. They wanted me to buy some butterfly wings for my daughter for $65.
$65?
That was my reaction.
Are you kidding me?
That was my second response.
Ye are crooks.
It's Robin Hood. He steals wings from the rich and gives them to the poor.
Yeah, really.
So I didn't buy the wings.
Because you're not an idiot.
No, I'm not an idiot. I didn't know, but you know, they had some cute rides for the kids and everything. It's a good time.
Now, what kind of rides do they have? Are they like medieval themed rides?
Yeah, they are.
Really?
So for instance, there was this one thing. It was like a big dragon, and they get these guys to push it. And the kids go back and forth on it, kind of like, you know, those big boats.
Right. Oh, I got you.
But it's
right.
Like all manpower type stuff.
Right.
So it was kind of cool to see that type of thing. And my daughter loved that. They also had this thing that I think you really would have appreciated. I don't remember what it was called. It was like this huge thing. And it has all these bells on it. And he's playing all these bells, but you play it like a keyboard. So he's got like a CD in the background, but he's like playing a keyboard with his hands and everything. All these different bells are going off, and he's got the foot pedals and everything. You, as a keyboardist, would have gotten a kick out of that. It was actually really
good. But with
a
CD player, ye old iPod.
Well, that's the funny thing. You're selling it on CDs. Really? Shouldn't it be on like a scroll or something?
Really? Really? Did you have mead?
I did not have mead. I had a Popeye quesadilla, which I don't know.
At the Renaissance Fair.
Because it was the shortest line. But you could tell.
Yeah, Don Quixote was in that day.
You could tell it was in a New York Renaissance Fair because they were selling pastrami sandwiches. Which I know is kind of funny. Ye old rye bread.
Ye old rye bread.
Thou shall ask for extra fat. But yeah, man, it was a good time.
Cool.
It was a good time. So if you get a chance, go check out the Renaissance Fair. They're one of the sponsors of the station. Not our sponsor, because they're not that bright. But, you know, whatever. We got our own sponsors one day.
One day. Someday.
All right. So Joe brings to my attention, as he does the crack news staff, as Joe and myself, Joe brings to my attention a story about a website called KosherSexToys.net.
Yes.
A website designed specifically for the Orthodox Jew in your life to buy their sex toys.
That's right. KosherSexToys.net, home of the vibrating dreidel.
Come on, Gimmel. Six people know what the hell I'm talking about.
Oy Gimel.
If my team is listening, they don't know to blush or to laugh, and my parents are laughing their tuchuses off right now. The vibrating Gimel. I like that. Where latkes can be used as pasties.
Da da da. Yeah, it's a online toy site, kosher toy site, and there's nothing wrong with this. The Orthodox for a place for an Orthodox boy. I'm mumbling again.
You want me to handle this show?
Yeah, could you?
Not sure. I'll do the talking. You just sit there and look pretty.
I lost my place.
That's all right. Basically, it's this one guy's idea that Orthodox Jews feel uncomfortable getting these sex toys and lotions from the typical place. So he'll create a website just for them. He says the owner's name is Gavriel.
That's his nick. He goes by an alias. That's his nickname, Gavriel. Is that his nickname? What does that mean?
It means pervert. I don't know what the hell it means.
Oh.
So he goes, there's nothing wrong with using a vibrator. It's just a pain in the neck for an Orthodox Jew to find one.
Well, it's a pain in the neck depending where you use it. It could be a pain somewhere else.
But here's what I'm saying. I mean, isn't that the excuse that every woman has for getting a vibrator? Go, no, it's not for that. It's for a pain in my neck.
It's for my neck, yeah.
I mean, does this guy know what he's doing?
I don't think so. And he said, we were thinking, wouldn't it be nice if there was a place we could go that would be clean and that would enhance what we have between us?
Complete with Jewish accent.
That's true.
He goes, even going to Amazon is tough because there are pictures we have no interest in seeing. First of all, what pictures are there on Amazon of books and kids' toys?
Yeah, really. And what are you buying on Amazon?
Yeah, I didn't know you could buy this stuff. If I would have known I could get Super Shipper Saving on my dildo, I would have done that. Order a French tickler now and shipping is free.
But I thought Amazon sold books.
Yeah, books.
And much, much more.
I've gotten cat food on Amazon. I've gotten, you can get cat food, you can get toys, you can get electronics. I didn't know the depth, if you will, of the electronics that you could get.
Things you need batteries, too, for.
Now, Gabrielle, 25, of Lakewood, New Jersey, put up this site this month after he and his wife found themselves in a tough spot. Curious about sex toys, but hesitant to visit CD website. First of all, Gabrielle's wife should be very pleased that he was able to find the tough spot.
Yes.
Millions of men never quite find it, so she should be very pleased. Second of all, if you are turned off by CD websites, then you're really too prudish to use these toys properly.
Right.
I mean, I feel like being naughty, but not that naughty.
Not that
naughty. Come on, you're a filthy animal. Enjoy yourself.
That's what the site should say. Yeah.
If they'd like to sponsor this show, they
please feel free.
Now, here's I don't understand this thing. You want to turn a Jewish woman on, you don't go to redtube.com. You go to the Nordstrom's website. And you want to turn a Jewish man on, well, Jewish men are like any other men, pigs. All right, that's wrong, Joe. They're not pigs because that's not kosher. Disgusting slobs.
But he's trying to figure – he wants to sell lingerie as well, and he's trying to figure out how to display the lingerie without mannequins. Why can't you use a mannequin?
Listen, there's nothing more enticing to a Jewish man than to see a woman's body without a head. I don't know.
And no arms either.
I don't know. I guess mannequins, that pasty white is very intoxicating. I don't know. Put it on a hanger, stupid. We all know where it's supposed to go. It's not like they look at the hanger and they can go, you know what? I think those panties should go on your head.
Yeah.
Unless you're 18 and it's like a frat party, I think everybody knows how to use
this.
You
know the basic running order of it. Also, there is a fury of handcuffs being particularly a popular item.
No, a furry handcuff.
A furry handcuff item. So you can read
it. Handcuffs? Furry handcuffs? What are they beating him with handcuffs?
Furry handcuffs.
Well, here's the thing, Joe. If you go to a lot of Jewish functions where there's Orthodox women and it's a nice function, you won't be surprised by that because the Jews love the fur. Now, I was a little surprised that the gag was not more of a seller on that website. Not for the sexual connotation.
Just for the quiet.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
But what are you in the handcuffs? You know, these are too tight. They're too tight. Stop it. You're ruining it. Come on now. Come on. Come on. You ate the ham. You've been a bad girl. So let them have cuffs go.
See, he actually wrote this on a site. Did you get to read the site? Did you go around the site? The site is like black and gray. That doesn't have pictures or anything like that. So, you know.
And it's closed Saturdays.
That's kind of funny. I didn't even think about that. I wonder if they take orders on Saturday.
No.
Did it say that?
No, probably not. They're not going to do that.
But it's internet. I mean, I'm sure you can.
But that's Moses has hit the roof.
Well, first he'd part the walls, and then he'd hit the roof. Now, on his site, he said, this is Gabrielle speaking, he says, It is hard for people to compare prices because he does not list the name of the products, as they may be a bit vulgar, but you can trust them that their prices are competitive.
Oh, you know they're going to be comparing the prices.
That's what I'm saying. Also, he discourages people from going to other sites to check prices. He says this. I bet he does. I bet he does this. There's no way Jews are not going to look for a better price.
Of course not.
I don't know one Jew that accepts sticker price from only one vendor. I don't know one Jew that
does. You know, the site that's discreet is good, but the price.
They're going to go to the Filthy Animals
site.
Here's what you need to know about Jews, because I've been around them my whole life.
Right.
Because I'm one. My wife would walk in with coupons, rebates, and a gift certificate. She'd walk out with a vibrator and $50 in store credit. My dad would just get the cheapest thing. And then my mother would complain that she did not like it and she wouldn't use it, and my dad would go, fine, I'll use it myself.
I'll figure it out.
That's my dad's policy. If it's good enough, you know, if you don't like it, I bought it, I'll use it myself. It could be a French tickler. That's his policy. It's his policy for soda. I mean, it was always his policy. It was. I've said this on the air. He used to go food shopping, and he would bring home things that nobody else wanted, that he didn't even know if he wanted, because it was on sale. And then we'd go, this is awful. Nobody's going to drink it. And my dad would go, fine, I'll drink it.
Good.
He's going to enjoy the same heating lotion the same way. Fine. You don't want to use it? I'll use it myself. I'll be in the bathroom.
Great. We don't have a cat, and the Friskies are all yours.
Yeah, I mean, that's my dad's policy. I mean, I don't really see my dad changing that much at his age. I mean, I figure if it's good enough for soda or Yankee Doodles or whatever the heck.
Good enough for a French tickler.
Yeah, you know, I just don't. My parents are probably like, ugh, Ashanda, right now.
Like a vote.
But I mean, really, you don't think Jews are going to go shopping around? Trust me, they will close their eyes over the breast and look right at the prices. Don't worry, they know how to shop.
You can convince a Jew to try to go on an online sex site, but you can't convince them not to look for a bargain.
You know, that's the really dirty thing about the whole process. They don't look for a bargain. I don't mind the sex toys, but I can't do it without shopping.
I'm not offended about the things on your site. I'm offended that you're telling me this is the best price.
I will tell you a byproduct of this. Have you ever been to an Orthodox temple on the Sabbath?
No.
Oh, you know, you're really missing a big party. But anyway, one of the things that happens every...
Have you ever been to Easter Mass? Why would I go there?
No.
Okay.
One of the things that happens on the Sabbath, on Saturday mornings when everybody goes to pray, is the rabbi gives a speech. Everybody pretends that they want the rabbi to speak. Nobody really wants the rabbi to speak.
It's like a sermon.
Yeah, well, no, because they do the praying, and then the rabbi speaks. He, like, teaches them about something and everything.
We do the same thing. Nobody listens.
Yeah, nobody. My dad sleeps during, and sometimes his snoring would interrupt the rabbi.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, but nobody wants, but they all want the rabbi to speak. And these guys can't speak. They don't have the type of jokes that you get here on the Den. I'll tell you that much, people. But people are going to have questions. So the rabbi's going to have to talk on this. I guarantee you. Because people usually, they time their bathroom break right about when they think the rabbi's going to speak. Like, usually right after the Haftorah inside Judaism. Now, if the speech is coming up, it is going to be a packed house. I guarantee. Here's the only problem I see. Good for the rabbi. Everybody's listening. He's talking about this sex stuff. I'm sure he'll clean it up better than we do. FCC. But here's the problem. If you Orthodox Jews separate the men and the women during prayer services, the men sit in one section, women sit in another.
Why
section.
Why do they do that?
What?
That's discrimination.
Well, no, they're separate but equal. Although the women are always in the back, like they're like it's the bus from the 60s and they're black. But that's just the way they do it. They separate. And the thing is for distraction. They don't want the men to be distracted by the women. You know, a good shadel goes a long way.
I might turn Jewish.
Well, we'd welcome you. Here's the thing. So the men are sitting with the men. So here's the only downside I see about this thing. The rabbi's giving the speech. Next thing you know, Shlomo's a little hot and bothered by this whole speech. And then the ones near him are Rummy and Moishi. I mean, that's a problem. You know, all of a sudden you're using your yarmulke to wipe the sweat out of your forehead and everything. I mean, that is the downside of this whole thing. But, people, they want to disavow themselves from this. Listen, Jews Orthodox Jews are just like everybody else, a bunch of filthy animals. They're gonna get their sex on. Let's not pretend they don't. But you know, this guy claims it's based on morality. It's not on morality. It's on capitalism, and I got no problem with it.
Right.
He found the niche.
But do the Orthodox Jews use the sheet when they have relations?
We prefer the Empire Strikes Back sheet because that is what was handed to us in the Torah. That is only rumored to be. Ask a Jew a question now.
Welcome to Ask the Jew.
We're going to need a new theme song.
Yeah.
That is only for the Hasidic Jews, which are the ones that you see in the black hat and the black cults.
Right.
Coats and everything. The ones you see at Walmart on, like, Sunday.
Right.
It's a rumor. I don't think they do. I no Hasidic. I think they've been. I don't think the Hasidics do. They do lots of crazy things. I don't think the sheet.
Is there a Hasidim that could call in and dispel the rumor?
Well, probably not now.
Okay.
If you're hearing the replay on the Sabbath, please, Hasidim, call in. We'd love to see you handle that conundrum. But yeah, do you have any other questions about Jews or their sexual habits?
That'll be it.
All right. And on that note, we're going to take a break. We will see you on the other side. You're listening to Davin's Den on TBQ.
Give it a couple minutes. And then, all right, let's extend on the Saudi and the Amish and go right to make your own religion. Okay? We can always come back to it.
Okay.
But to make your own religion is good.
Yes.
You wrote your own things like I told you?
Yes, I did.
As did I. I think you'll like what I came up with. And what we'll do is we will go, I guess after that we'll go to Pat Robertson and see where we are.
Okay.
So... Give it a second. And then, you ready?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5, 1110 a.m. and WTBQ.com. I'm your host, Davin, and with me, as always, my co-host, Joe Curry.
Hello there.
We covered a lot of news about what's going on with the show, and the last thing we talked about was Jewish sex toys. Well, not really Jewish sex toys.
Sounds like a money clip.
That's very funny, Joe. Every vibrator is circumcised.
Could you see them doing a return? I'd like to return this. This isn't circumcised.
Well, that's all that I didn't even mention. We're going back to this. I didn't even mention they don't sell anything in packaging. And you can because of the names.
What does that look like in the mail?
That's one of the. But brown. And you can return it. I do not want to be the receiving end of a used toy. What? It didn't do the job, really? I mean, you can't be returning that once that's game used. It smells like Kishka's. I'm not going to use it.
You can return it?
Yeah. Baby, I'd like to stuff your cabbage.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's enough about that. That was really funny, though.
All right. Now that we're done patting ourselves on the back.
You know what a tallis is?
Huh?
You know what a tallis is? It's the prayer shawl.
I know what it is. I didn't know that's what it was
called.
Wouldn't
that look great with a thong? I'm going to hell. Well, at least I know Satan.
You've had the offer plenty of times.
Well, Satan's a friend of the show, so I think it should be a good time. All right, it's kind of a weird night here at the Den. We're having a good time, which is very odd for us.
Mm.
Joe, another story in the news, kind of a little religious thing. Our country is not as religious as it used to be. People still consider themselves religious now. But they no longer really stick to the strict adherence of all these different of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, whatever it is. People kind of pick and choose what works for them.
Yes. And that's pretty much because the religion is just so rigid. They want you to follow rules. Don't like rules.
Well, that's what it is. I'm not really surprised by this because our society now more than ever is geared to quick and easy satisfaction. So, I mean, you really can't be surprised by this. Here's the way America is at this point. If it doesn't fit our needs, then we just don't do it. I mean, pretty soon people are going to be avoiding vegetables because they get caught in your teeth and they don't taste good.
That's true.
I mean, that's just the way we are as a society. They also said in the article, and this was in the USA Today, I believe it was in. People say, I believe in God, I believe the Bible's a good book, and then I believe whatever I want. the Bible is a great read, but I think more and more people look at it as just that, a book written many, many years ago.
Yes.
We want proof of every. You want proof of every. That society with CSI, when things get solved in an hour, or Wikipedia, the authority on everything, but really knowing nothing. Yeah, I mean, that's what people, they want their answer.
They want it quick. Adam and Eve, locusts, done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you don't have faith, you can't believe what is written in the Bible.
Well, that's why they call it faith, because it's this story that you got to believe.
And more people don't. So I'm not really surprised at that. I think more people believe in the ethics of the Bible and being good people.
That's pretty much the bottom line of the Bible is the ethics, because there's so many things going on with the church, the Catholic Church, the Muslims, you know, things going on, you know, in Judaism that take away from the basic thought, you know, the basic premise of religion.
Well, also, if you think about it, you know, if you're going to go to church on Sunday, if you're going to go to temple on Friday and Saturday, if you're going to go to prayer 7 times that the Muslims do a day, it's very time-consuming.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit into the American way. Unless you can get an app for it, we're really not.
But just, you know, going to church that much, you're bothering God. You know, it's really
bothering God.
He's making a lightning bolt and working on a famine. Lord,
what?
What is it? Leave me alone. You pestered me all day long. You know, you don't want to bother the guy.
Speaking of God.
Because when you ask God, it's sort of like asking your dad for money to go to the movie, you know? It really is. Because remember when you wanted to borrow $5 to go to the movie? You didn't want to piss the guy off. You wanted to, you know, just be nice and stuff like that and ask him once.
So what? When God takes a nap, you should take it out of his wallet? I think God's sleeping good now.
He's a heavy sleeper, yes.
I don't think prayers are bothering God.
Yes, they're bothering God.
So you say if you really love God, leave him the hell alone.
That's right. That's why you really don't go to church that much, because if you do have to ask God something, it's kind of important.
You're a better Christian for not going to church.
That's true.
You're doing God's work.
You're doing God a favor. You're staying out of his hair.
You know what? I've been God's favorite Jew for years.
That's true.
Because yes. I never go.
I visit on Christmas.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is he happy to see you?
Of course he is.
You know, our own crazy Dr. Bob, who's got his Monday night show at 6, he talks to God. Yeah. So I was talking to the powers that be here, not the power that be. And he's got a whole book of the things that God told him. And one of the things is, and God spat upon the earth. What, was he lubing us up?
What are you like? You just hear this colossal. Uh-oh, get the umbrella.
All right, Earth, bend over. It's going to smart. Here comes an earthquake. Really? I think that's the type of call that God doesn't want to take.
That's what I'm saying. God is a loving God, except when he's mad. Now you're in trouble.
God sometimes a spiteful and vengeful God.
That's why they call him a father. That's why he's the father.
That's why they call him a
father. If I've got to turn this world around, you know.
Don't make me stop the rotation of the
Don't make me stop this rotation. Knock it off in the back.
Oh,
stop hitting him.
This show is even more sacrilegious than the one last week when we talked about the
When we actually had the devil on.
See, here's the thing. That's the weird thing about it. For Orthodox Jews, the Sabbath is a day of rest, but many find it's quite restful to spend a day on Facebook.
Yeah.
So why go to temple?
Why go to temple?
As a society, I think there are too many temptations for us. I mean, there's just so much stuff to do. And increasingly, let's be honest, as a society, we're lacking in the fortitude and the morals and believing in dogma. We just don't do it. Listen, every televangelist is either cheating on his wife or banging a little boy somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, so if we can't trust them.
Well, that's what's driving religious away, with the Catholic Church, with them going at the kids and stuff like that. You know, it's a lot of that stuff, you know. And it's just, you know, so a lot of people are just trying to make up their own rules as they go.
The September edition of Moment, which is a magazine about Judaism, asks, can there be Judaism without God? And most say yes.
Really?
No, there can't. If you believe there is no God, you're not Jewish. You just like to save money and eat Chinese food.
What's Elijah called. He's not coming.
Elijah comes every time.
Not this way. He's watching the football game. He's not coming.
You know what? I think it's because there's too many false prophets. I mean, that's why I think you're kind of hitting on it. We're just turned off by it. So we'll take, you know what? I'll believe the ethics. I'm going to hate that guy because he looks differently. God would want me to.
But it's just all the, you know, it's just so, you know, you read the Bible and it's like going to heaven. Is heaven going to be like the Bible? Because it's kind of boring.
No, I don't know. There was some good stuff going on. Yeah. Abraham's got a ton of wives.
I know, but it's
maybe Abraham was a Mormon.
I don't know, but it's like when they see, and you see
pigeons. Did he have a ton of wives? Did I screw that up?
I don't know. You're asking me?
Maybe we should read the Bible.
I guess.
It's a good book.
But it's like you see pictures of heaven, and it's just like clouds, and there's a big field. What, do you wander around the pasture for eternity like a cow? I mean, I never see a house. You never see a heaven with a house. Is there a house? You get to live
in a house? Well, no, because houses have mortgage payments, and that's not heavenly.
Well, maybe you don't have to pay a mortgage. That's why it's heaven.
Then where do bankers go? Oh, Satan. We should get Satan on the phone one of these days to ask him how the bankers are doing down there.
How's the interest rate holding?
We'll have to ask Satan that next time we get him on. It's good to be friends with Satan.
Yes, it is.
So I'm not really surprised by this. Are you, Joe?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
So we got to thinking over here at the Den. You know, if everybody's just picking and choosing what they're going to do, what happens if Joe and I devised one kick-ass religion? And, you know, we have free time, or as people like to say, we're on their payroll. Actually, I'm not, but Joe is, but that's fine. Here's the thing. I've been thinking about it, Joe. Here's what I think: members of the Davin's Den religion should be called Denish.
Denish?
Yes. Well,
sounds like a breakfast food.
Well, that's what I think. It has the show name, and it sounds like a Danish, and I like Danish.
Got me hungry.
Yeah, right. Denish is good. Whenever you think of a Danish, it's a good thought. Nobody gets upset about a blueberry or cherry Danish.
No.
So I think Denish, good name. You agree?
Denish.
I think the leader of the Denish should be called Human Omnipresent Ruler, or for short, whore. Do you got a problem with that, Joe?
A whore?
Well, it's a human omnipresent ruler. You got to make it short. You got to make it short for the people.
Sold.
You know, listen, we've already established that people don't have time for the nonsense. So we can't say, I'm going to see the human omnipresent ruler. I have questions. Go, you know what? I don't feel good about things. I think I need to visit the whore. There you go. Does that work for you?
That works.
And I think we should have a set of rules to live by. Do you agree with that?
That's true.
I thought of the name of the rules. I think we should call them the Den Demandments.
Ah.
So, Joe, have you come up with some demandments, Joe?
I most certainly did.
I most awfully did?
I most awfully did. Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain, except when cut off in traffic, when watching a Met game, or when trying to make a point with my wife.
Everybody's trying to make a point with Joanne?
Yes.
She's going to have a lot of points.
Yeah, I know.
Thou must go to the Davin's Den Facebook page and click like.
And click liketh.
Liketh. Yes, thank you, Joe.
Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife, except when she's washing the car in a tank top and cutoffs, when she bends over to pick up her mail, and when she jogs by without a sports bra.
Wednesday.
Mm.
If thou dost not get it, then thou must seek enlightenment to get it. If one speaks without getting it, then thou will feel the scorn of 1,000 hacks calling thou stupid and dummy. Thou then must kneel before the picture of the captain that can only be revealed in a rotten tomato and beg to be allowed to speak again.
Thou shalt like, sounds like a gig on Saturday night.
Well, no, listen, if you're going to be Danish, you got to get it. Whatever it is, you got to get it. And if you don't get it, you better find it. And if you can't find it, we're going to scorn you, and we're going to call you awful and stupid and dummy, and you're going to have to see a picture of the captain, because the captain is the king of not getting it.
That's true. Thou shalt keep the Lord's day holy, especially when I can get off of work. Then you could keep it except on a beach day. Except for football season, except when you are sleeping off a bender from Saturday night.
Well, Saturday night's the Lord's Day.
It's not in my world. It's Sunday.
Well, that's what. Listen, trust me, in our world, the
Lord's
Day.
Well, why don't we set a day then? Wednesday.
Pump
Thursday. Thursday.
Why Thursday? Oh, Thursday.
Thursday is the day.
We don't even need a day. We need 7 to 9.
7 to 9.
Well, 7 to 8 for now, but soon, 7 to 9.
7 to 8, 7 to 9. Thursday will be the high holy day.
Absolutely.
Where you praise the gods at the altar.
And we recommend while doing so, get a whore.
Yes.
A woman's true beauty can only be revealed through that which gives sustenance to young Danish and old Danish alike. Thus, young female Danish must reveal their bare bosoms to their local whore. If a female Danish cannot find a whore, then they must come down to the station and reveal themselves to the creators of Denism, Joe and Davin. Or if we're not here, Richard Ball will do fine because he's been begging since I've known him.
Gawart feels another show has been doing that with stickers for the past 15 years.
Well, ours is on Thursday. No, no, ours is whenever. I didn't think of that. Wow. I guess we'd be a little bit of hacketh. But
hacketh. Yeah. Thine ought have stoleth.
But, you know, all religions borrow from each other. Judaism has been borrowed by Christianity, so why shouldn't we be borrowed from Owen?
Why, when that got it, is might be doing our part of casting.
I think our new boss is going to have something to say about yeah. that. But, we'll buy more booze. It'll be fine. I know how to deal with that boss.
Yeah. Works all the time. Thou shalt not have other gods before me, except Ozzy, Charlie Sheen, and the guy that made Doritos.
Okay, which flavor Doritos or just any Doritos?
Ranch-flavored Doritos.
Oh, I didn't know.
Ranch-flavored Doritos rule. Have you ever had them?
And they're yes, of course. No, I haven't had them.
All right, I don't know. You never threw firecrackers either. That's something cool, too.
One involves eating. Look at me. You think I'm passing on that?
You've had Doritos.
Anyway. Thou must seek out live comedy shows, for to laugh is what makes us human. When attending live comedy shows, one must buy copious amounts of comedians' merchandise, for to buy a bumper sticker is divine. The only exception to this is when comedians' contact information is a MySpace page. If thou is greeted with that unfortunate circumstance, then it is one's duty to hold up the bumper sticker and look at the comedian, point to the MySpace page, and loudly proclaim, "Really? Really? A MySpace page? You stink!"
Thou shalt not kill, especially when doing a comedy act.
That personal to you?
Personally me. Thou shalt not kill except the idiot tailgating you on the throughway. Thou shalt not kill except the rude idiot who is having a loud conversation on the cell phone. Thou shalt not kill except any loudmouth braggart Yankee fan.
Hey, now!
Hey!
Hey, now.
Oh, we're a dynasty.
No. Every whore is a Yankee fan, okay?
Wrong.
Why would we not wish the best for our people?
Because you need some suffering. And the only way...
Anybody who listens to this show regularly has suffered enough.
Besides that, you need suffering. You need to be a Met fan.
No. This is a happy religion. We want our
gotta have sadness in religion. That's what makes it fun.
This, trust me, the sadness is what comes on after this show.
Okay.
Muttered disc. This. I got one more. You got one more? How many more you got?
Let's see. Marriage will no longer be till death do us part.
Really?
Marriage will be renewable like a license.
It's going to cost money, too.
Yes. Or it will be till you say the phrase, "I can't take it anymore."
And that could happen at any time. So marriages could be ending all the time.
That's true. And there will be a covenant where thy man shall not loseth half of what everything thee own.
Now, if a man says, "I cannot take it anymore," and this is a very tumultuous time, should they immediately seek the counsel of a whore?
Yes. Yes.
It is said, let it be written.
And will we have our own website to sell devices like the Orthodox Jews have?
We should have a website to sell devices. But yes. I'm telling you right now, if we're selling devices, it's not going to be cheaper than anybody. It's going to be more expensive, but it'll have the Davin's Den logo.
There you go.
Have we worked on that? Have you given that any thought yet?
What?
The logo, finding somebody to do a logo?
No, why are we discussing business during the show?
Well, somebody said, well, listen, people, if you're out there listening, if you can design a good Davin's Den logo.
If you're handy with crayons, give us a call.
Colored pencils will work, too. Email us or instant messages on the Facebook page. Back to the speakings, the teachings.
All right.
It's an all-inclusive religion.
Oh, but people can't sing?
If I'm in it, of course.
Nah. What type of hymns would we sing? Oh, you don't have hymns in Judaism.
Yeah, they do. They're just in Hebrew.
Oh, are they? Now, what language would we sing?
The language of rock and roll.
I'm in. Johnny Race is in, too.
All right, well, we're going to have to talk about the wardrobe. All Dennis must wear leather pants, tank tops, and grow thou mullets. No, we can't do that to our people. Then they'll be discriminated by their appearance. People will be just grabbing the Dennis, putting him in headlocks, giving him noogies, and cutting the back of their hair off.
Right. All hymns will be sung to heavy metal.
Any more, Joe?
No, that'll do it.
I got the final one, and it's an important one. Understanding. One must understand that the Den is the best thing going on terrestrial radio, even better than John Tesh. One must understand that the Den loves its loyal fans, and the Den will continue to grow and thrive with them and for them. A true Denish cares not about how things are usually done. A true Denish just makes sure it gets done. And if you cannot understand this basic commandment, then you are not Denish. You are the problem.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say something in Jewish.
Ha 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 ha. Baruch Adonai Elohim Eleh.
And for our Muslim friends,
blah, 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 blah. Now bow to Mecca and kiss my tuchus.
Mm.
So there's the religion, Joe.
There we go.
I didn't tell you what I was so upset about. I'm getting screwed by two states.
Really?
I got in a car accident when I was in Michigan.
Right.
So the law in Michigan is that they have to give somebody a ticket, and since I was the one with the New York State plates, we know who got the ticket. Even though half my car was in front of the truck before he steamrolled me, and the truck driver goes, "Yeah, I didn't see it. Happens to me all the time." Really? Then open up your eyes and sober up, you dummy.
Yeah, thanks, Captain Safety.
Yeah, you are not Dennis, Captain Safety. So I got this ticket. So I mailed them. It says you have to mail them the money within 10 days. I mailed them the money. I get a call today. Yeah, we got your payment. We're going to charge you a $25 late fee. I go, I mailed it on time. Well, we didn't get it on time, and we can't make out the postmark. Really? You can't make out the postmark?
You got to be kidding me. No. Why don't you put your glasses on, you imbecile?
So, and first of all, it was like I was out of town.
Right.
I was working out of town. Plus, we had Labor Day and everything. So, it's not exactly. And we had 9/11. So, it was a lot of things going on. Even if it did come in a day late. Really, Michigan? I think your unemployment problem is a little bit more important than my $25. But New York State is not without reproach either.
Really?
Shocking, I know. I get a letter in the mail. Now, I don't know if this has been taken care of or not. I have to talk to my insurance person. That if you do not give them a police report within 10 days of the accident, and there are fines, if the damage is in excess of $1,000 or somebody's hurt, it's a misdemeanor, but they're going to take away your license and registration.
And New York said that?
New York said that.
Did you tell them that the accident was in Michigan?
Well, I left a message for my insurance. Here's the thing. I spoke to the insurance guy way before this, and he said he has to get the police. He's going to get the police report from Michigan. But this particular precinct does not put it online, so it might take for a week to get it. So I'm wondering, am I going to lose?
It was this accident in Mayberry?
It was in Michigan. I'm like, really? And I didn't know if there was $1,000 worth of damage until after I had the insurance company look at the car. I couldn't close my eyes and go, oh, that looks like $1,500. I mean, so this is the nonsense, the bureaucracy that we deal with. You know what? Maybe the Tea Party's right.
I think they are.
I think they are not stupid governments.
Absolutely. I mean, they're telling you that you got to figure out how much an accident is when you have it, and then New York's concerned about
it. That was New York. That was New York.
What does New York care?
I don't know.
They want your money. That's what they want. They all want money. They all want money.
So that's what it is. So, I mean, I had my insurance guy working on this, but I don't know if he got it in time to send to them. So really, people who are horrible drivers and do awful things, they can drive with their license. But me, I might lose mine because they got this. Wow, Joe just gave me the steel sign. He was just giving me waving his fingers like he was like asking for a curveball. See, here's the thing. Once we go live from Anthony's compound, when we got a two-video shoot, you're going to see all the stupidness that Joe and I do that we pretty much hide now. Now, if we are fortunate enough to do the show from TBQ, it'll be a one-camera Skype shoot, so we might be able to hide some of the stupidity. Mm-hmm. But once we're on Anthony's station, you people are going to be blown away that we can even function, that we can even make complete sentences.
Well, I can't make complete sentences.
Well, that's true, but that's...
I'm working on it, though. Stick with me.
How much time can these people have?
Not much, but they got to be brave.
So that's what I'm doing. Isn't that nonsense?
It's ridiculous.
All right. Back to the news. Pat Robertson was in the news again.
Yes.
Every time he speaks, magical things happen.
Yes.
Pat Robertson... all right, here's the story. You want to tell the story? You want me to tell the story?
Religious broadcaster Pat Robertson told his 700 club viewers that divorcing a spouse with Alzheimer's disease is justifiable because the disease is kind of a death. Is he out of his mind?
You know what else is kind of a death? Watching his stupid show, The 700 Club. Oh. Every time I catch that, I die a little bit inside.
Yeah, 700 morons that actually believe in this guy.
It's a pretty... Now, he does say, well, you should maybe consult another ethicist. You think? You think, Pat?
Yeah.
And, you know, it is supposed to be... And his thing was, well, you know, marriage is till death do us part, but this is kind of a death.
Yes.
Do you know anybody with Alzheimer's?
Yes, I know a couple of people with the beginnings of it, yes.
I know somebody who it's very far progressed, and their spouse is still taking care of them. Mm-hmm. Alzheimer's is a very sad thing.
Yes, absolutely.
So what Pat Robertson, listen, when this person is in their biggest time in need, now's the time to scram. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure they'll probably be dead in a couple of years, but you know what? You need to go to the Jewish sex toy site and get your groove on, so maybe you should skedaddle. That's what awful Pat Robertson is saying. I mean, I think divorcing your spouse during this time would exhibit the truest form of selfishness.
That's true, absolutely.
But I like to look at the other side of the issue, because as here at the Den, we like to cover the full story. So I got to think about it. Well, what happens if I was in this situation? And God forbid, I hope she never. Listen, my wife's gonna outlive me by a long time anyway.
Oh, my wife will bury me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that could be tonight. But if I was in that situation, what do you do? Yeah, I mean, if they do, here's one thing. If you're suffering from Alzheimer's, if you're with somebody suffering from Alzheimer's, why get divorced? Oh, and Pat Robertson did say that you should arrange for them to be taken care of.
Mm.
So they can be
what a guy.
So they can be somebody else's pain in the neck.
Right.
But right. So here's the thing. Why get divorced, Joe? You can just introduce your new fling every day. Right? They're not going to. This is Becky. Huh. On Tuesday. This is Becky. This is Becky. On Thursday. Let's be proactive. There's no reason to get the courts involved. Right? I'm helping people, Joe. I help people. That's what I do. You didn't see that coming, did you?
This is Becky. This is Becky.
Here's the thing. You don't even need to get a hotel room. You can just do it in your own bed in front of your spouse and remind them that they told you that this is what they wanted.
Okay.
No, you told me to give it to her from behind. No, don't you remember? Here, have some saltines. This used to be your favorite position. You wanted me to try this with her.
What was that? This is Becky.
This is Becky. She likes to be plugged. It's an awful segue. Speaking of plugs, we got to get out of here. Joe, what you got going on, buddy?
Oh, okay. As you know, our band McClinton was signed, and we are getting ready to do a couple of major shows. We're going to be doing a warm-up show at McKeague's Tavern, 341 Macopin Road in West Milford, New Jersey, this Saturday, 9 o'clock show. Please come on down. This band is great. I promise you we'll have a great time.
Friday, I will be performing at St. Anthony Social Club in Newcastle, Delaware. Yeah, big star. For tickets, call 302-328-9440. Friday, there's going to be great live comedy at Francesco's in West Paterson, New Jersey, starring Ross Bennett. For tickets, call 973-925-1100. And Friday, there's also live comedy at Casa Bianca in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, starring Mike Sisko. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. We are just about out of time. Coming up next after us, Psychic Cindy. Remember, everybody, if you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening. We're out.
Night-night. That Alzheimer's joke. You got to do that.
Oh, that's evil.
Dude, that's funny. Monday, this is Becky. Tuesday, this is Becky. You got to do that joke. It's a great line.
I think that show was pretty good.
Hey, let me know when you guys are ready to start recording that show.
We're going to do it now for real.
Yeah, we're ready.
It's like he's Adam.
Yeah, I was just going to say, thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. Adam, you're looking pale.
You feeling good?